Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 259 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. It's almost LexCon time. As a matter of fact, we're probably on the way there right now. Shipping out. I don't know. That's what Logan Barnes said.
What's going on, bub?
I don't know. God, you idiot. You ruined it all. I'm putting you back on mute. Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks, and most importantly, our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Go do those things and follow along with us there. I'll let you out of mute jail if you'll not be a moron.
Okay, bub.
God, idiot. A week later, you're still playing your Switch. Put it down. Let's talk about Logan. How about that?
Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about the good version of you, as portrayed by
me, bub.
Hugh Jackman. And Ethan Macaroni is here with us.
Holly Berry was great in that movie.
Holly Berry, isn't that thing we made Matt eat that one time that almost killed him?
He pooped so bad.
That's what James Stratton said.
Hey.
Yeah. And our own personal Wolverine, Eric Plunk, joins us again for episode 259.
Consecutive.
Yes, 2 weeks in a row. Thanks for having me back.
It's like you never even left.
It's like he drove. It's like he drove 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours this time. You just keep moving farther away. I've got to move back here. You really should. You're wasting a lot of gas.
He's got to get it, bub.
He's slowly inching his way towards the Nintendo store in New York.
Is that the only one that's there?
I think that's the only United States official, like, big Nintendo store.
Big Nintendo. Well, we're not talking about Nintendo. That was last week. This week we're talking about Logan. Man. And not our Logan.
And not you.
A good version of Logan.
I just pictured myself in this whole movie, and I thought the whole time, I would never do any of this.
No, in a moment we'll talk about what would happen if our Logan was in the Logan, so we'll get there. So, spoiler alert, if you have not seen...
Yeah, it's been out for a week.
And I sort of feel like... that's why I felt like it was okay to do a spoiler alert for this movie at this point, because if you're really stoked about seeing this movie, you probably saw it, right? Yeah. Like, the weekend it released.
We're still giving you a fair spoiler warning.
Yeah, I mean, so even if you... there's a lot of things you can learn from the movie from the freaking trailers if you watch enough trailers. But, you know, I'll just say let's talk about some Wolverine. How about that?
Spoilers start now.
Yeah, start now.
Logan died.
I'm still alive and well, guys.
No, he's not. He's dead.
Bleh.
Dang it.
This is what it feels like.
When doves cry.
So... we finally got us a gritty Wolverine movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was so good.
I did have one gripe, and I was talking about it today with somebody.
What was your gripe?
Professor X dropped the F-bomb, and it, like, so much, it just felt like they were just using it just because it was rated R.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I mean, a lot of times,
his mind was going.
They said he had Alzheimer's. Like, yeah. They said it. And that's a thing that can happen is you lose the inhibition and just start, you know, curse words.
But I'm with James. I feel like it was gratuitous for no reason.
It felt like it was gratuitous for no reason. Like, I'm all about violence and language and stuff when it's got a purpose. And the violence in this movie had purpose and was awesome.
Which at one point in the movie, Xavier was even like Logan language, like around the girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Xavier was just, like, he was just dropping F-bombs, and I felt like it was just...
Well, I mean...
That was my only gripe. I was just like, it just...
But he only did it at the beginning.
It's been 17 years. He's been playing that character for 17 years, and it just didn't feel right.
To me...
He didn't feel like Professor X to me.
To me, it felt fine simply because he wasn't in his element anymore. He had been in that container for years and years, and when he finally got a student again, when X-23 joined them... he went back to, you know, old Professor X, the sweeter, kinder, nicer dude.
We can't forget Laura, Logan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, when he had a pupil again, that was his life's passion, was raising mutants, so... Yeah.
Okay, do you want to start at the very beginning?
Let's start at the beginning.
Let's start at the very beginning.
That's a pretty good place to start.
Okay. Deadpool. Yes. Surprise trailer.
Yeah.
It's more like a 3-minute short. I really want to pause it and read the Old Man and the Sea synopsis that just blazes through.
Please do. I need to know what that is. I mean, I'm sure it's on the internet, but I'd much rather hear it from you.
I'll queue it up and run it, and I'll pause it and take pictures and send it to you.
It was really well done. It was really well done.
And it is officially a trailer because the director of the next Deadpool movie shot it. Like, it was shot by whatever his name is, the guy that did John Wick.
It was awesome. I mean,
did you see you saw where what is his name? Was it Nathan Summers or in that Cable's name? Whatever Cable's real name was written on the phone booth.
No,
I missed that part.
It said like Nate Summers is
coming soon.
Yeah,
that's Cable's like real name. And then if you somebody on online had pieced it together, and it might be true, it might not, that Nathan Fillion might be playing that character.
That's the worst casting decision I could possibly imagine for that character.
But there were so many Firefly posters and references to Castle.
There are other cuts of that, though, that did not have the Firefly poster, according to what I've read. Okay. Like, there are versions that had the Logan movie poster.
Well,
there.
The Logan movie poster was
in there. Yeah, because I leaned over James and was like,
well,
Firefly.
It was Logan was playing in the cinema.
Yeah, it said tonight, yeah. Logan, but whenever he was over by the guy, there was a Logan poster.
I noticed the Firefly posters as well, but...
Yeah, so like, on the internet, like, that's the new thing, is like people are saying, oh, it could be...
Well, Please don't make it be that.
For a while, it was Pierce Brosnan.
Right.
Russell Crowe has been pushing hard for that role. I mean, like, super hard for that role. And by the time this comes out, we may know, but... I think Nathan Fillion would be an interesting choice.
Not for Cable.
There was somebody that they had talked about.
The guy from Stranger Things was the sheriff. He's also rumored to be Cable in the running.
The guy from Avatar.
Stephen Lang. Everybody wants him. Yeah, I do too. I think he looks like Cable. He would be appropriate for that role for sure.
And then, of course, what Deadpool said in the first movie, you know, Keira Knightley could do it. You just need a flat top.
Well, I think that what the bummer thing about that short was is that we're not going to get Wolverine in a Deadpool movie.
It's done. Hugh Jackman said if he would have come to him 10 years ago, it definitely would have happened.
Well,
but 10 years ago, we couldn't have had an R-rated
superhero movie
that worked, because they tried it with Watchmen, and it didn't work. Like, it
Watchmen
worked.
A great movie, but like, it did not work on
commercially.
No.
Well, and
it would have if they didn't change the ending of it.
No,
it wasn't going to work anyway.
2.5 hours, and nobody
of a list of obscure characters that only comic book people are going to know. Everybody knows Deadpool. Anybody in a nerd circle knows Deadpool.
Yeah, he's pop culture royalty.
Yeah.
The Watchmen, I mean, Dr. Manhattan, maybe. Rorschach, maybe. But the comedian, no, not unless you know of the Watchmen.
Even like super nerds really only knew the Watchmen from the button with the blood on it, like seeing that at a comic shop.
Yeah, but boy, did I love that movie. God, it was such a good movie.
It was great.
But commercially, not a success. I will say, I read where Hugh Jackman said this week, he said, Ryan Reynolds does not take no well.
No.
At all.
Yeah, he talked about how Reynolds was like camped out on his front lawn just begging.
Yeah, which is just makes me love Ryan Reynolds even flipping more. So I'm glad that Ryan Reynolds is getting to do the Deadpool he wanted.
Right.
I'm sad that last iteration of Deadpool and Wolverine were in a movie together and it was garbage.
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, total garbage. I mean, but still, anyway, the short was good. I thought it was funny and was worth it. You know, I thought it was worth the extra.
And that's just the first 3 minutes.
Yeah. So,
and then there's a 2-hour and 21-minute movie.
Yeah. And it felt like it in places.
Yeah. There was some places where it kind of drugged, but it was all story that I thought was very well executed. It was kind of a road trip movie.
It's Old Man Logan. You know, I mean, this is Old Man Logan. We don't know specifics about things that happened. Professor X killed a lot of innocent people.
And what town? Because they talk about
there's like a western city.
West Westchester.
No, right? I think it was East Coast.
The name of the city is like Westchester.
Yeah,
the Westchester incident.
A lot of people died. Professor X, dementia. The X-Men gone, and 20 years down the timeline, is that where you are, roughly?
2029.
Yeah, 2029.
And Xavier is living with Caliban and Logan, not you.
Living with me. Professor X is living in a water tower.
In a water tower.
Are we going to have to do this the entire
episode?
Yes, because he's going to say, oh, no, guys, I don't live with him.
Can you imagine Logan taking care of an invalid with Alzheimer's with super mutant powers?
He'd probably be pretty good at it.
He'd be dead.
Yeah, Logan would be dead.
Yeah.
Xavier would kill you with his brain power.
Yeah, just because you'd be annoying.
Yeah. But you would have to be responsible for going and doing, like, sweet missions to get him the pills that keep him from wiping out the entire Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
No, you would stop and play your flipping switch halfway through. Like, you would like...
You get sidetracked, and then just everybody...
I'm sorry, Professor Xavier, let me
beat this
quests.
Level on Zelda, and then I'll give you your seizure pills.
Logan,
too many side quests.
Logan, you are the human embodiment of Gene Belcher. Jorts and all. So there you go. That's no, but
I am nowhere near that personable.
That's true.
That's actually true.
Yeah, yeah, you nailed it. I don't know. Everything about the movie started well. I loved everything about
that
this movie.
Opening scene. He's drunk, passed out in the limo, and then some guys are trying to
steal his wheels.
Yeah,
he wakes up and. I mean, he gets the crap beat out of
he
him
gets,
at first.
That opening fight scene establishes a lot. It establishes that he still sort of got it. Not really the last time we saw Logan got it. It establishes that this is going to be gory as all get out.
Well, of course, the last time we saw Logan was, if we're going in timeline or whatever, he had lost his adamantium and he was back to having bone claws.
See, they talk about they fix that in Days of Future Past when the
yes.
other version of Logan comes into that timeline and takes over for Bone Claw Logan.
Yeah.
Essentially, he absorbs all his memories and becomes the Logan of that timeline.
Yes. So at the end of Days of Future Past, where he's like it's standing there at the end of the movie, it's this Logan we're seeing.
Yeah.
Bone Claw Logan is gone.
Well, I was talking more about in the Wolverine movie timelines, because at the end of Wolverine... is when he has the adamantium ripped out of his body or
but
whatever.
Days of Future Past chronologically takes place after that and before it.
Exactly.
And made that not happen.
Yeah.
Sort of. Can we just all admit that the timelines in these movies are terrible?
Remember that joke in Deadpool about the timeline?
Well, because you have the old timeline and the new timeline, and then they make an X and create new timelines.
Oh my God!
You know what I think? You know what I think? I think that it's still better than most DC movies.
And you know they're talking about doing a third timeline, like they're going to have the New Mutants.
How?
Next.
On TV.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Really?
There's going to do a New Mutant TV show, but they're also doing New Mutants for the next movie.
I thought the next movie was going to be the Dark Phoenix story.
Who knows what they're doing?
Talking about like McAvoy? And
yeah.
McAvoy's done.
He's done. Like that it's over.
They're having to reboot again because
they lost
their
him
four
and
main guys.
Fassbender and
you had Michael Fassbender. You had McAvoy. Jennifer Lawrence and
yeah, she's
Nicholas,
done too.
Nicholas Holt.
Yeah,
are your four mains?
And they're done.
They're done. They had a 3-movie deal. It's done.
Yeah, and then
Jennifer Lawrence won't come back unless she gets a Mystique movie.
A Mystique standalone, and there's just no cause for one.
It's hard to do her character.
Exactly.
It's just a solo movie.
Yeah, that's
I would not go see that.
No. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I would.
We would drag you, kicking and screaming.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things.
All right, I would go.
Drunk. It's just
go,
the Halle Berry Catwoman movie, but with Mystique instead.
Oh, God. Well,
Jennifer Lawrence is hotter, so I'm fine with that. So.
Give me a young Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah, man, I'll take that any day of the week. John Stamos, he probably wouldn't, but he's dumb. So, but I don't know. Like, the timeline, I think, is there should always be a disclaimer at the beginning of an X-Men movie that, like, gives
warning,
you the briefs.
This will never fit into the timeline that we've already created.
Warning, you have no clue where this is on the timeline. Enjoy this as a standalone movie. That's how I went into this movie. Just forget
like
the timeline. Yes, it is like Zelda. Forget the timeline. Just enjoy this for what it is. It's the old man Logan story.
They really should have just screwed with people and just replaced Stewart with McAvoy for like one scene.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
All in old makeup and then cut back to Patrick Stewart.
Maybe like when Logan's in one of those fights and he's starting to maybe have a near-death experience and he starts flashing back and sees McAvoy and then he sees Stewart and then he sees McAvoy again and then he has this big existential crisis and he just puts a blade through his eye and just, yeah.
And then I think I probably would have gotten up and left at that point. I've been like, you're okay.
It's like, they went art house with this movie. I don't get it.
If I want this kind of abuse, I'll go back to watching The Walking Dead.
I'll tell you what they did do, though. They went grindhouse with this movie. And the influences showed.
They showed it.
From the storyline to the soundtrack to the settings, this was like an old grindhouse film.
What in the
Western.
Flip are you looking at? You're weirding me out.
What?
Yeah, what are you looking at over there?
I'm just looking into space.
Don't. It makes me feel like somebody's
back. Logan doesn't like to look people in the eye.
I know.
That's true.
Except for me,
beach races.
Yeah, when we're doing
when he's milking a cow.
Beach flags.
Yeah.
Beach flags on Switch.
Yeah, he's a beach.
Or milking
champagne
cows.
Bottle.
Yeah. Shake weight, not helped.
Oh, God.
You gotta cup the bottom of that champagne bottle. No, you're doing it wrong.
God, you just hurt that guy.
You just pulled that champagne bottle apart.
Yeah. The bottom's going to fall out of it in here.
Yeah.
It's penis jokes. Let's talk about Logan. Okay, so I'm with you. I think this was finally like, this is sort of what I expected with the Wolverine.
Yeah, but you knew you weren't going to get it with a PG-13 movie.
I know. Did we get an R version of this movie because of Deadpool?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's exactly why.
We wouldn't have had this story without Deadpool.
As soon as Deadpool hit at the box office, like CES was a week later, or not CES, but the Show West, or no, it's not Show West anymore, it's CinemaCon, happened out in Vegas, and they had... They were calling it Wolverine 3 at that point, and it was had a potential rating underneath, and it said R.
Ooh.
So I mean, as soon as Deadpool hit, like they said, yes, you can have your R-rated movie now.
Well, it was about time, and it was well deserved. I mean,
have we gotten any kind of?
This franchise has been going on for 17 years. We've all grown up now. We've all watched the movies like when we were in high school when they came out. Not Logan.
I watched all those movies in theaters. I watched every X-Men movie in theaters.
What year did the first movie come out?
2000.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I was 9 years old, and I saw that movie in theaters.
We were 17 years old.
Can you think about that?
It came out before we were in college.
X-Men came out.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Wait, you're older than us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're older. Yeah.
X-Men came out in 2000. Do you remember how stoked you were about it?
No.
We even got some references.
They talked about the New York thing.
Yeah, where Statue of Liberty incident.
Do you know what happens to when a frog gets struck by lightning?
I know this one. The same thing that happens to everything else.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I hate that line.
Yeah.
The same thing that happens to everything else.
Oh, gross.
But, yeah, so we've all grown up watching these movies, so we're all the people who started off, we're adults now. I mean, we were adults when it came out, but... You know, we're big-time adults.
We're big boys now.
we're twice the age we were then.
Yeah.
Same maturity level. We just made penis jokes about a Nintendo.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, it's the end of Hugh Jackman's turn as Wolverine. It's been 17 years. He's done it 9 times. So
that's impressive.
It is.
So we could. I guarantee they're not.
It's nice that they gave us a good ending. No. And they went ahead and grew up with it.
He's done.
He's done.
He is done.
But Wolverine is not. They will.
They're gonna recast him.
Yeah, it'll get recast
in like 3 or 4 years. He won't be in the next movie, but they'll recast him for like in 2 movies.
And then when Marvel gets the rights back, Hugh Jackman will come back for a Marvel Wolverine.
He did say, like him and Patrick Stewart both said that if Marvel gets the rights, they'll go back.
Oh my gosh.
I'm down with that,
but like Patrick Stewart is done and Hugh Jackman's done, but until if Marvel gets the rights back, then they'll do it.
Other than Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark, Patrick Stewart is Professor Xavier, and Hugh Jackman is Wolverine,
the best casting of
all time in cinema history. Well, they nailed those characters.
Hugh Jackman did do exactly what he said when the first X-Men movie came out, and he was such a big hit with it. He said, I will play this character as long as I'm physically able to. The man has aged like 20 years. It's time for him to hang up the claws.
He's still pretty much as shredded as he was the day he started, though.
Yeah, like, can you imagine how much harder that's getting for him?
It was. He had some injuries during filming.
He has not had a normal diet since the third movie.
Yeah.
To maintain the physique he's got, like, he's been doing nothing but baked chicken and brown rice every day for like 10 years. I just know he's got to be getting tired of it.
I just need him to get back to the damn burger. I just need him to get back to doing some Broadway and other stuff. I need that Hugh Jackman back. You can keep Wolverine for a while. I need him to be the boy from Oz again. That's what I need.
Jean Valjean.
Let's not talk about that. That's totally different.
They are re-releasing his turn in Oklahoma that he did down in Australia.
Curly. Yeah, it was great. It's Curly in Oklahoma.
They're re-releasing it on disc.
Really?
VOD, yeah.
I listened to that not long ago. Hugh Jackman is freaking fantastic. It's going to be hard. For me, it was even hard to see McAvoy as Professor Xavier. I can't buy anybody else as Wolverine. I just can't. I can't think
of any actor. I couldn't even sit down with a list and tell you.
It'll have to be an unknown. A total unknown.
Well, that's what Hugh Jackman was when he started. He was known in Australia, but not known to us.
Yeah. That's pretty true. So, he Broadway, but not like...
He didn't really break on Broadway until after X-Men came out.
I don't know. I thought he did Boy from Oz before.
Was post. Boy from Oz was 2003, 2004.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that makes sense. Huh. But I just can't see anybody else as cute as Wolverine. I just can't.
It's because if you put a side by side of 90s cartoon Wolverine with Hugh Jackman, they look like, almost exactly
the
alike.
The only thing they were missing was the yellow spandex
and the spike hair.
All right, so found an article from Forbes: 10 actors who could replace Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Okay,
go.
Number one:
Michael Fassbender.
No. Tom
Hugh
Hardy.
Jackman. No.
Tom Hardy.
No. No.
Oh, you're going to love the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm Wolverine.
This list has lost all credibility now.
Yeah. Did you write this list in?
Forbes did.
No. Forbes is dumb.
Penn.
Logan, stop playing Nintendo.
Badgley. I don't know who that is. Something from Gossip Girls, maybe.
Ian, is that the same list or is that another list you're
looking
at?
No, this is an actual list. Oh, here we go. Kit Harington. Jon Snow.
No. He doesn't look gruff enough.
No.
Scott Eastwood.
Don't know him.
It's Clint Eastwood's son.
He basically looks like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, he looks like Clint Eastwood.
Then no.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
He's the most one that I'd see on this list.
Yeah.
Scott
Gimple.
Scott Kahn, James Kahn's son.
He's too old.
No.
He's our age. He's too old to do it.
We need a young Wolverine.
He gives me the
Jake
varsity blues.
Gyllenhaal.
No.
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 Oh, here we go. Here we go. I love this. This is great. Kevin Hart. I'm not kidding.
Is this a joke list? No. Are you looking at a joke
this
list?
This is a Forbes article.
Well, he's got the height, because you know Logan's supposed to be really short.
Let's say, calm down already. Kevin Hart proved in the recent film Get Hard that he has solid acting chops that extend beyond comedy, and his pretend toughness was pretty convincing. He's got talent, charisma, and a huge fan base.
No.
He's got the right height. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah, he's not. No. Would you cast Chris Tucker is Wolverine because like they're the same comedy style?
Chris Tucker could be Professor Xavier.
Unless
you guys seen all these mutants out here.
Listen,
Wow.
Oh my God, Logan!
Don't you ever touch an X-Man's radio, boy?
I would say if Jackie Chan would come back, Jackie Chan could be Professor X and Chris Tucker could be
No.
Wolverine. And that would be a great combination.
We're not having an X-Hour movie, okay?
No, they couldn't even.
Well, the director of Rush Hour did direct one of those X-Men movies. Hmm? Didn't Brett Ratner do one?
Yes. The third one. The bad
terrible
one.
The bad one, yeah.
Yeah, where we obliterated Cyclops like 5 minutes in the movie. I was like, well, I'm done. This is just dumb.
It's because he left with Bryan Singer to go do Superman Returns.
Yeah.
The whole reason Bryan Singer didn't do
it. Was a great decision.
Yeah. The Superman movie where Superman doesn't throw a single punch.
Yeah. Great that was bad decisions by all.
That was a bad year for superhero movies.
Yeah.
So two more.
Okay.
Taylor, I don't know how you say
Lautner. His
last.
Swift.
Kitsch? Kitsch?
What? Who is it?
K-I-T-S-C-H.
Oh, the dude that played John Carter.
No. No.
Maybe.
Yeah, that is the dude that played John Carter.
No.
All right, and Garrett Hedlund.
Garrett Hedlund? I like Garrett Hedlund. He was the.
I could
he was
see.
In Tron. He was in Tron.
I still. Yeah.
If out of all of those,
Eastwood,
I think Garrett
Eastwood
Hedlund
or Hedlund would be the two that
would
I'd
be
pick
the,
off that.
The two candidates.
I got it. Just don't do it.
Well, they're going to. You know.
Yeah.
They have to, or they will lose the rights to X-Men. They have to keep making X-Men movies every two years.
Well, Josh's point remains.
Yeah. Do something else, but don't do Wolverine. Do something else, but don't do Wolverine. Really.
They have already said they're pretty much leading up to an X-Force movie
with Deadpool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, but don't do Wolverine. Let's I don't know.
Yeah, but do you introduce your new Wolverine in the X-Force movie or...
Yeah, and you go ahead and introduce him as an R-rated character.
Yeah. That would be the most sensible... Because that way he misses an X-Men movie, he misses Deadpool 2, and then he comes in X-Force, Deadpool and the X-Force.
Yeah.
Where does this fit in the timeline?
We don't know where Deadpool is.
It'd be in Deadpool's timeline.
Yeah, it would have to be in a different timeline. Okay, so Logan... Overall, about the movie Logan, how did you feel about it? Yeah, James, you really liked it. Right?
We will refer to this Logan as Jerk Face for the duration of this show.
Yeah,
okay, Jerk Face, your review.
Listen here, Beach Jerkin, tell us about the movie.
I won that contest.
We know you did.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
He won that contest.
Yeah, because you wanted to stare intently in my eyes whilst you did it, and it will never have respect for you again. Good job, Tim. This is what you're sleeping with this weekend.
Okay,
that
so
and the horse mask.
I enjoyed.
You know, Tim's not listening for six more weeks.
I know.
I enjoyed this movie as a whole.
Surprise, Logan.
On the whole, I would give this 7.5 to an 8. Honestly,
on the whole,
on the whole. The only part that was really dissatisfying for me was the very abrupt ending.
Yeah, wow.
Well, like, it was already two hours and 21 minutes long.
I know, so. But like that fight scene seemed like it was building to something, and then it was just kind of meh.
To death, Logan. It was building
to death.
I get
it, but his death could have been a little more epic than bleeding out against a tree, you know?
Well, Blunk.
I think it's just like reaffirming the theme of Logan being a disappointment, like...
The X-Men movies sucked, so we had to end this on a bad note.
Not the movies themselves, but, you know, Logan the character, you know, he's just always not lived up to...
He never quite did what he was supposed to.
Yeah, because he doesn't even kill the final bad guy.
Okay,
so
Plunk with a deep take on it.
Well,
there you go.
That is a very good thought.
He reads into stuff that we don't.
Well, that's a very good thought, because one of the things that I enjoyed so much about this film was its constant reference to the comic books,
mm-hmm.
right? How the X-Men comic books played a huge factor in this, and Eden... this or that, these characters did this, they were this. No, it's comic books. What did we expect? I expected Logan to walk up on top of that plateau and be covered in adamantium. Do you know why? Because of the comic books. But it's not real.
It's not a comic book.
It's not a comic book.
It was an interesting thing when they kind of introduced the X-Men comics into the story.
Yeah, that was the first time they've ever referenced that. You know, and it was a widely known thing.
I don't know if anybody else walked away with this impression, but it was almost like, because this was R, it was gritty, it was, you know, a lot of foul language in it. It just seemed more real. Like it was saying, like all the previous movies, everything that we've seen
over
up
the top
the,
stuff
may have just, been comics,
yeah. have just been the comics, and like this was the final. This is the actual real world. People die. People get their heads chopped off.
A lot.
You know.
Thank God.
Everywhere.
You know what happens to a guy who gets claws stabbed through his head?
The same thing that everybody else.
Yeah.
You got it.
He does.
He gonna bleed everywhere.
I mean, you think that entire movie, pretty much every single person that was surrounded Logan died.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person.
Yeah. Well,
right, well, what I mean, do you think about this? So the Wolverine, the second one that came out, was in 3D. Did you guys miss 3D on this one?
I don't think it would have. I don't think it needed it.
It would have ruined it.
I think it would have taken away from it.
It would have ruined it.
Yeah.
Well, the way this one was shot was part of the movie. It was not an over-the-top action film.
If they would have tried to do 3D, they would have tried to shoehorn, you know, 3D moments in it.
This didn't need it, though, because this was following, you could tell it had a very thematic way of filming.
The movie, it had no gimmicks. It was just a good story.
There's
it
a possibility of a gimmick coming soon.
Okay.
James Mangold has talked about releasing a black and white version.
Okay.
Like they did with Mad Max, Black and Chrome, because Black and Chrome looks amazing.
I want to say that this one, though, benefits from color simply because the use of the washed out palette helps reinforce the whole, it's not a comic book thing.
But the response that James Mangold got from releasing the black and white photos, you know, during production.
Pretty good.
Like, those photos looked really good. And so there is a black and white version. And he's been talking with Fox about maybe releasing.
I would totally watch that.
Yeah. If the original source had been a black and white release, I probably would be more.
The color really helps benefit to me because you can see the blood.
Well, but also, I mean, the color was also beneficial for Mad Max, and the black and chrome edition is phenomenal. So, you know,
Mad Max was originally designed to be a black and white.
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers was like, you need to do color. So that's when he ramped the color up and the contrast way up.
I don't know. I would be interested to see
it. I would like to see the black and white version of Logan. I mean, it would feel like the old gritty movie that they were going for when they shot it.
Do you guys feel like we probably missed a bunch of stuff in
this? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were probably hints all over the place.
Hands down, want to go see this.
Yeah, I definitely need to see this again.
Our seating placement sucked because we got there late and.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with the second row, but.
Yeah, but we were on the far right.
And that close, my eyes tend to focus on things that maybe they're not supposed to.
Ian got another friend.
I did.
Ian got another freaking friend.
Ian cannot go to the movies without some person being there.
He can't go to comic book movies without somebody being... Well, I guess just movies in general. Star Wars.
Auschwitz.
There was this dude that sat behind us in a seat to my left.
Auschwitz.
That just talked the entire...
He talked.
Can you believe he did that to that truck?
She just stole that automobile.
He's not dead.
Oh, I guess he is dead.
I want a couple of them $100 bills.
Yeah,
we're not joking, people.
I could use a couple.
These are verbatim quotes out loud.
It was loud enough for James and I to hear it, and it'd be funny to us though.
Every time he would say something,
me and Ian would just look at each other like, "Dear God, make it stop."
And I would just start
nobody
laughing.
Like, said anything or went and got, you know, like Jesse or something. It was like, just make him shut up.
Did you guys notice it more? And I think maybe it was, I guess,
security financial loans.
Maybe it was just our showing, but there were a lot of people who got up and moved around.
Oh,
in
my
this
God.
Film.
I don't think it was the action film that they were expecting.
Oh, no, it wasn't going to be an action movie.
Yeah. I was never bored. I mean, I thought it told a great story.
I read a review 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was while we were still doing the show. And it said, do not expect the grand comic book scenes that you've come to expect in, you know, those kind of movies. It's not there. It's not a comic book movie. It's a movie.
It's a film.
Dramatic road story.
Yeah.
And can we talk about, I think, probably one of my favorite parts.
When he stabby-stabbied people?
No. Slightly berserker mode?
Slightly berserk.
What's his name? The bad guy in it. Boyd...
Lloyd Christmas?
No, the guy with the robot hand. What's his name?
Swanson.
Ron Swanson.
Lloyd.
Lloyd. God, I hate you so much. Jerk face.
The actor's name is Boyd Holbrook.
Holbrook.
And if you've ever watched Narcos on Netflix, he's one of the two main characters.
So he speaks Spanish?
No. He's a DEA agent.
Oh.
And he's amazing in that. But he was a really good villain. Like, he was a really intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, he was smooth the entire movie.
Smooth just criminal.
Really, really was.
And when he got his hand blown off.
Yeah, then he got his hand blown off, and then he got eaten by grass. But, you know, it's...
And frozen.
But he was in...
Man, when Logan whips out that gun at the end, it's just like, holy crap.
He fired a gun. Yeah.
But yeah, he was a great villain to have. Also, the clone Logan was pretty cool.
Yeah.
X-24, yeah. That he actually, I was very impressed with
the
X-24.
The Chekhov's gun with the adamantium bullet the whole time. I was like, I knew they were leading up to that. Yeah.
I can tell you the ending or getting to see X-24 and see Hugh Jackman, you know, play that full on
Wolverine.
Only made me yearn for a Wolverine movie way back when he was younger.
Yeah.
And that was
you could
that
do
way.
The Rage Wolverine.
That Rage Wolverine.
Which is what I did like the fact that for the PlayStation 3 and I guess the 360, we had the when X-Men Origins came out.
Yes, sir. That
there
game,
was a Wolverine
baby.
Game that came out that was rated mature and it was bloody and violent.
I remember that.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. God, man.
And it was Hugh Jackman's voice and. Like, they did the body scans of Hugh Jackman. Like, it was Hugh Jackman in the game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and that's the closest we'll ever get to having a young Hugh Jackman, you know, do that is in a video game.
Yeah.
Wolverine's just a great character. I mean,
I would have liked to see, there was, in the original script for this movie, the Logan, there was something for Sabretooth in it.
Yeah.
It sort of
felt we're gonna have Liev Schreiber come back for it, and for some reason they took it out.
They said it didn't. It supposedly was too short, and it didn't really like move the plot or anything. It was just a.
Did you hear the reference to him though?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's a reference to him. What was it? The because he's talking about well, one of them's extinct and one of them doesn't exist.
The tiger, yeah. It was either a
saber-tooth tiger
or a mutant.
Or and he's like, well, one of them doesn't exist. Well, one of them's extinct. They're talking about saber-tooth.
Yeah. Plunk, what was...
That was Freddy Krueger or saber-tooth
tiger. Saber-tooth
tiger,
yeah.
He said one of those doesn't exist and the other one's extinct.
Plunk, what was your favorite part of the movie?
Got to think on that one.
I'll tell you my least favorite part of the movie. Tyler Perry. Could have been anybody but Tyler Perry.
The farmer guy.
That was not Tyler Perry.
It's not, but he says it's Tyler Perry.
It looked just like Tyler Perry.
No, it was the Soul Glow guy from Coming to America.
Oh, my God, it was.
Yeah,
you're like, who's Tyler? He leans over and goes, stupid Tyler Perry. And I was like, does everybody remind you of Tyler Perry? It's not Tyler
Perry.
No,
it's the first line that he says. I was like, God, it sounded
Tyler Perry. I was out having my situation at the concessions.
Ian went berserker.
Yeah.
Ian almost clawed a guy in half.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
I did enjoy whenever, you know, X-23 and Logan kind of broke bad towards the end together.
Yeah.
Those fight scenes, yeah.
I will say... The action in this movie was clear. It was great.
Well choreographed. Everything took place during the day for the most part, except for that first.
The very first one took place at night, but there was plenty of neon lights.
There was. Yeah.
You see that dude get his hand cut right off.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, it's this kind of movie. Yeah. All right.
I think I really like the part where they're in Vegas and Xavier has his seizure.
Oh, and he's clawing his way into the room.
And he's getting in there and he's just walking to the goons each one at a time and he's just putting a blade through their face on each one. It's like, that is really cool.
That scene worked really well for me because think about it. At that point, he couldn't have stopped them if it hadn't been for Professor X. If he hadn't have done that, had frozen time or whatever you want to say it was.
He had a seizure that caused non-mutants to freeze where they were. Well,
X-23 and Wolverine could resist it because of the adamantium in their skulls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But
how did Caliban resist it?
He wasn't. He was seizing against the wall.
Yeah, he was. Like, he was in the truck.
But even whenever they were at the tank, he said, you know,
He said it almost killed me.
Yeah, but he said it's not... I mean, it's hard on him, but he's still able to give him the medicine. So, so it obviously doesn't affect him that much.
Mm.
But no, the in-universe reason is the adamantium skulls.
Yeah, and his regeneration properties.
That was another thing that I thought was weird. I guess the flashback videos to the experiments that they were doing on the girl, where she was like on the hospital bed and they were putting the adamantium on her that way.
Yeah.
Was
instead of the tank, instead of the tank and
everything, it looked much
more painful.
Yeah, more brutal. And I'm like, God, that seems like that would be terrible. Like, I'd put me in a tank and, you know,
inject
that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that hurt, but dang.
Yeah, that looked like they were just doing it one little square inch of bone at a time. It's like that would be terrible.
They learned nothing from Stryker.
Apparently not.
Nothing. Was there really any continuity errors that stuck out to you guys? I mean,
if I went back and watched the Wolverine Origins, maybe we'd probably get the Stryker and Rice's father connection correct.
Yeah, because they were talking about Rice and
Rice's father was the leading scientist behind X-23, but
Stryker was the military person in charge of the program. But I've never heard Rice's name mentioned in the
that's
movies.
Why I couldn't place it when I was seeing it. Like, it just didn't make a.
That's why
for
he
me.
Was so easy to dispose of.
Yeah,
that was
very awesome. Easy actually. Yeah, that was funny
like
too.
Throwaway character, he was our red herring. It's like oh, here's this guy, he's important. Nah, he's not.
Not at all.
Just one
here
more.
Let's kill him.
Not important at all. I really enjoyed it.
I want to watch it again.
Yeah,
there will not be an extended cut of this one. James Mangold said that they got to put out the version that they set out to do, so
that's cool.
That is the director's cut that we saw last night.
Nice.
Or whenever we saw it a week ago.
Huh. All right. Let us hear from you over at...
whatever.
We made it almost the whole episode.
Yeah. Let's hear from you. What do you like about... What'd you say?
Turtles. Nothing.
Jerk face or Logan?
Turtles in a half shell.
They sing a Ninja Turtles theme?
Idiot. Over in Jughead's Incorporated, tell us how you liked it. I'm sure some folks liked it pretty well. This is just easier than the clickety clack of the keyboard. Kill James.
Stop.
Kill James. James didn't get a fortune in his fortune cookie.
It's like the third time it's happened.
It might take care of him. Kill James. No, don't do it. All right.
Yeah, please don't kill me.
No.
I want to live.
We'll just say that this week all of our jams is Lexicon, except for Plunk.
Yeah, Plunk. What's
yeah, what's
your jam?
What's your jam in lieu of Lexicon?
It's kind of a Days of Future Past style because I guess by the time you hear this, it'll be out. But Blaster Master Zero,
Switch,
sequel to the original Blaster Master for NES.
Yes,
looks pretty sweet.
Blaster Master.
It's a side-scrolling shooter.
It's going to be good.
Like you're a little vehicle that
pew pew.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Look into it. I'll look into
$9.99.
That's a game I can afford.
All right. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at JusticeGeeks.com. If you're just now finding us at Lexington Comic and Toy Convention 2017, thanks for hanging around. Go listen to the whole back catalog over at JusticeGeeks.com. Check out our 50 Shades episodes. They are horrible. I mean, it's not like we're taking you to the Red Room or anything.
Not whipping out our floppers or anything.
Ding, ding, sir.
Oh, my God.
Broke Josh, guys. I hope you enjoyed my movie, folks. Really. Please, if
you... Jerk face, shut up.
If you haven't seen it yet, picture me in at least one scene of that film.
What scene,
instead of Hugh Jackman.
James, what scene would you picture Logan in?
The scene where he died.
I just can't see Logan without a shirt on.
I would watch if it was our Logan in that scene, I would put it on repeat. And just like, oh, Logan's dead.
So this is what it feels like. So this is what it feels like. So this is what it feels like.
I don't. Would we turn
the greatest joy?
Would we turn Logan's cross sideways?
Did he? He didn't say bub in that movie once, did he?
No, we didn't.
I think I was waiting on it, and I did not.
You didn't get bubbed.
No bubs. No bubs about it.
God, I hate you so much.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Night, bub.